Yes, no, only, please. Let me discuss here the extent of the damage. If you're dealing with qualitative inference, such as in psychology or medicine, looking for yes-no answers to which magnitudes don't apply, then you can assume you're in mediocre stand without serious problems. The impact of the improbable can't be too large. You have cancer or you don't, you're pregnant or you're not, etc. Degrees of deadness or pregnancy aren't relevant unless you're dealing with epidemics. But if you're dealing with aggregates, where magnitudes do matter, such as income, your wealth, return on a portfolio, or book sales, then you'll have a problem and get the wrong distribution if you use the Gaussian, as it doesn't belong there. One single number can disrupt all your averages. One single loss can eradicate a century of profits. You can no longer say, this is an exception. The statement, well, I can lose money, is not informational unless you can attach a quantity to that loss. You can lose all your net worth, or you can lose a fraction of your daily income. There's a difference. This explains why empirical psychology and its insights on human nature, which I presented in the earlier parts of this book, are robust to the mistake of using the bell curve. They're also lucky, since most of their variables allow for the application of conventional Gaussian statistics. When measuring how many people in a sample have a bias or make a mistake, these studies generally elicit a yes-no type of result. No single observation by itself can disrupt their overall findings. I'll next proceed to a sui generis presentation of the bell curve idea from the ground up.